O Father, for Jesus' sake, cleanse our hearts and purify our minds so that we may behold the wonders of your holy word. Amen. He who gets away with a sin and is never corrected will probably repeat that sin. He who gets caught has a chance to examine himself and change his behavior. So tell me, which is better, to get away with sin or to get caught? How then do you react when you get caught and are disciplined? Listen to the words of Solomon in the book of Proverbs. He who neglects discipline despises himself, but he who listens to reproof acquires understanding. Now, we all know that discipline is not enjoyable. All discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Are you willing to undergo painful surgery if you know that the final result of it is going to be good for you? Are you willing to endure painful and exhausting exercises so that it will help you to be a better athlete? I think your answers will be yes. So how is it then that when it comes to spiritual matters, we have different thoughts? Leave me alone. It's none of your business. What are you, some kind of a holy, holy? The profs must really enjoy making our lives miserable. Can you imagine a sick person saying, why doesn't the doctor just leave me alone with my ruptured appendix? That would be just plain stupid. And we all know it. Well, the same holds true for a person who does not want spiritual surgery. He who neglects discipline despises himself. There's another passage which is a bit more blunt. He who hates reproof is stupid. That's what it says. Discipline has one primary purpose. It says, discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death. So you see, the discipline is intended to rescue us from something. Rescue us from some kind of behavior which can lead to death. Especially spiritual death, sometimes even physical death. Lord, spare me from so-called friends who allow me to continue in my sins. Give me true friends who will rebuke me and who will even turn me in if I don't repent. Lord, I would rather suffer the discipline of a friend than die in my wickedness. So you say, or the Lord says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. We are foolish. We often get ourselves into spiritual and physical trouble. What a friend we have in Jesus, who disciplines us. What friends we have in our parents who discipline us. What friends we have in our faculty who discipline us. There are those who think that if we are forgiven, why do we have to be disciplined? If we are forgiven, we will not be punished, but we will be disciplined. Discipline is for the very those very people who confess their sins and are forgiven. They are the ones for whom discipline will work. Punishment, on the other hand, is for hardened sinners, those who will not repent. Punishment involves giving a person what he justly deserves. Thanks be to God that He took our punishment and laid it on His Son, and has given us the eternal reward which has been earned by His Son. So as long as you are still being disciplined, then be happy. Be thankful. This is a sign that there is still hope for you. It is a sign that you are recognized as a repentant Christian who wants to learn the pathway of righteousness. If you were not that, discipline would be of no use for you. So yes, God does forgive us, and God also disciplines us. And yes, we forgive you, and we also discipline you. So don't be a stupid Christian. Be wise. Listen to reproof and gain understanding. Christ has opened your hearts to behold the wonders of your salvation. He has saved you from the destructive pathways of sin. And now He disciplines you so that you will learn to continue to avoid those pathways in the future. And if you accept discipline and reproof and learn from them, then you're going to be stronger and wiser. Now, there's one more thing that I would like to add. You're not always going to agree with the form of discipline that is administered, whether it comes from God or from the faculty or from your parents. It is often very difficult and even heartrending for the faculty to reach some of the decisions that it does. Tears have been shed at faculty meetings. Over the past 13 years that I have observed the faculty, I have gained nothing but admiration and gratitude for the love that they show for the students here. And I hope and pray that you too will see that love and be thankful. Yes, even thankful when you are the object of discipline. If you are, if this is your attitude, then you are truly wise and you will be blessed. So listen to counsel and accept discipline that you may be wise the rest of your days. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the love which you have shown to us by sending your Son to bear the punishment for our sins. We thank you for revealing to us the truth that we have been forgiven for all our sins. And now we ask that, like a faithful Father, you will continue to discipline us with the rod of your love. Show us when we stray and lead us on the pathway of righteousness. Send to us true Christian friends who will help us to see our errors and lead us into truth. Grant that we may never despise the hands that discipline us, but will love them for the love that they show toward us. Hear our prayer for the sake of Him who died for us. Amen. We conclude with hymn 317. Verses 3, 5, and 6. 317, verse 3, 5, and 6.